flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
It's a Thursday, and that means we open with Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy.
Tyler Kennedy!
In Kennedy. You like that, Tyler?
You know what? I actually, a little bit of it, but when you're walking down the mall and you got a Yinzer about, you know, 100 yards away from you saying it, I'm just like, oh boy, let's get out of here, boys, you know. But it brings back great memories. Look.
Man, I bet. Tyler's with us for the whole 10 o'clock hour. It's the Pomp and Joe Show. Bob Pompiani sitting across from me. Austin City Limits Bechtold to my left. What a man he's become every day. You know why he's looking forward to tomorrow, Bob?
He's got a date.
Because he gets better looking every day. How about that?
Do you have a date?
No, but I'll probably go see Pony and Muller at Buffalo Wild Wings for
dinner.
That's
a date of sorts. There you go.
Meeting some friends.
Come on now. We got to get a date going. I'm trying to match you up. I have some options.
Tyler, Can you help him out?
No, those days are gone for me. Before, yes, not no more. I'm in
bed.
You could
be a consultant.
Yeah, we could hire you as a city limits dating consultant for sure.
The only girl I know how to talk to is my wife, and everyone else, I don't know. You know,
Tyler,
you really go to bed at 8:30?
Yeah, if I can, I'm. Wow, I'm up at 5:30.
Okay,
you know,
that's
so I always equalizer. Go to bed.
He's
early.
Already been on the ice today. He said at 6. How did you know?
No, because look at him. He's in fit shape.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
You know, I know. Somebody who wakes at 5:30 and works out, I can see the difference there.
6:30, he was up.
Yeah,
he was out by
2 in the morning or 3 in the morning. I don't get to bed.
I was watching the Warriors last night.
So was I. What a game.
What a great game
but
that
I got to tell
Bob,
you, here's
huh?
my question for you.
And what?
You can, if you want to talk about MVP just real quick, I did a poll because I like to get NBA talking when I can, and I always fight it because there's a lot of resistance. But if you had to pick an MVP of the NBA right now, and you had two choices, I may even give you three. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for Oklahoma City, who had 52 last night in a loss, or Nikola Jokic, who has already won 3 MVPs, and this is his best season ever. It's a career year.
That would be Jokic.
Averaging a triple-double.
But like any sport, isn't it the best player on the best team, especially when he's as great as SGA? But we can't open with this, Bob.
I'm just saying, we
have to open with Tyler,
okay.
And I'm concerned for him because he's never seen you like this. Have
what,
you ever
like
seen
what?
A I've raging, never... swearing, flustered maniac?
What are you talking about? That's
this was
not...
right from the start. You couldn't find your headphones. Did you hear him swear, Tyler?
No, that's off the record.
Did
Come
you
on
hear him
now.
Swear?
Lisa put the wrong gear out this morning. That's why she put the wrong gear. He was
that's
he's
right.
coming a little hot. I've never watched an NBA basketball live ever.
Really?
Never, ever. Never really had interest in it. We played down in Atlanta, you know, Atlanta Thrashers. All the NBA teams would stay at our hotel, and like just a different crowd. You know, these guys were monsters. They were, you know, hitting the ceiling.
You know who did like the NBA, loved it, and loved basketball is Jager. And when we would show up.
Because he'd bet on it. That's why.
And, well, he also liked to play it.
He had a lot riding on it.
You watch when you have an investment.
We'd show up at arenas, you know, for the morning skate and stuff, and there might still be the basketball court up or something like that. Whenever we were in an arena where they could shoot around, they would. He loved it.
I think that's everyone, though. You get, like, so sick of being at the rink sometimes. Like, when we were in Jersey, it was attached to, like, an NBA, you know. And all the boys would always go out there and play basketball just because it was just take your mind off hockey a little bit.
Right.
You know, and you don't realize how athletic those basketball players. I did, like, a Hoops for Hospice basketball, like, charity basketball game, and I, like, you can tell the hockey players on the court, you know, and you can tell the basketball, you can tell the football, even the football, those guys, the way they can move, their lateral movement, it was like, I was like, wow, we say we're athletic, but then you go to some other sports and how they move, it was pretty
even
impressive.
Soccer, you guys kick the soccer ball around every pregame. Yeah. Those guys.
Tyler used to try to intentionally hit me with the soccer ball before games, Bob. Did you know that?
What did you write about him?
Oh, yeah. He used to crush me. I think it was before training camp. It was 1 year. He's like, oh, TK's getting sent down. I'm like, dude, I'm on a one-way call. I'm not getting sent down. What are you talking about, dude?
Me?
I don't know who it was.
It wasn't me.
I don't know. I just remember I was like, guys, we just went to the finals. I was on the third line, and next year we have a good team. I'm getting sent down. And I was like, oh, I better start pushing on this training camp.
That was Molinari, I think.
It was someone. You know.
But I'm concerned about Bob. Can we proceed?
Why are you
Bob?
Concerned because about I've me? Never... Because the blinds didn't work again, and I had to force
even
my
this,
way.
Even this, the way you're reacting to that little thing.
No, I'm something reacting to your reaction to me, which should be no reaction.
Tyler, is he a little uptight today?
You know what? I'm interested in how he reacts on the golf course when maybe things go sideways a little bit. Is he the guy that throws a club in the water? Is he a breaking club guy?
No.
Or
that's
is he
me.
Like hitting the?
I've
sadly,
always said I'm not good enough to throw clubs. If I was a scratch golfer, okay, fine. That would be.
Sadly, Bob has ridden in a cart with me during a round, and I'm the one who absolutely freaks out. All the, like, deficiencies from my life history seem to overwhelm me on the golf course after a golf. Right, Bob? You've been there.
Yeah, but that you're starting out. You're fine. You'll understand how it works in time, and you'll kind of harness those feelings. You won't put them out there.
Speaking of other sports, Tyler, something just sprang to mind before we get to the game last night, which was a good one. People... we used to argue about this, me and Ron Cook. Do you remember him?
If not,
here's a little sampling of his voice for you in case you've forgotten. That was Ron.
Yeah.
He used to say, and who was it that it was Paul Christ, the old Pitt football coach, was a big hockey fan, who said that hockey is the more violent physical sport than football. And I disagreed with that. I think there's hockey-like collisions on every play in football for the whole game, like car crash type stuff. I don't know, though. I didn't play either at a high level. Your thoughts?
Well, one, I think there's more injuries in football. I think it's a more dangerous sport. But for toughness and that kind of thing, I think hockey, just because right away, like, you're allowed to fight someone face-to-face with no one stopping you. You know, and throw actually punches and try to hurt someone. In football, they don't have that, you know, and that's a big difference maker, and that's a big difference maker for me, you know, when I think of, like, you know, the gladiators, you know, if they didn't fight, it would be different, you know. But for football, when I see wide receivers go through the middle, I'm like, these guys are a little loopy. But same with hockey, when a guy's catching a suicide pass, and even, again, when you think of injuries, a lot of knees, a lot of concussions in football. In hockey, when you add a skate blade, getting cut, you know, concussion still, like that kind of stuff. They're very similar, but I think what puts hockey ahead of football is just the ability to be able to fight another man and no one stepping in until someone falls. That is a very scary thing. Everyone thinks they're tough until you literally drop your gloves, you look another guy in the eyes, and you're like, hey, we're going to try to beat each other's head in, you know, without someone stopping you.
I saw Remke get toasted the other night in a big heavyweight bout.
Yeah,
you know, and I think he probably had that coming because he's one of those guys that looks for it, and he got it, and he got beat up pretty good. I forget the guy who did it. Olivier.
Yeah. Know what? Go ahead, sir.
No, and then last night I see Boko Imama for the Penguins decided to get into it. It wasn't much of a fight. But that's if you're him,
yeah,
you got to do that, don't you?
Well, I just think the Penguins have been missing someone like that. Like, yeah. Even when you see, even if it's not a great fight, just seeing a guy drop the gloves, it makes you feel better, especially as a guy. If you guys see me, you know, I'm like 185. When I saw another guy fight, it kind of helped me feel secure. So, like, I knew the other team wasn't going to take liberties on me or, you know, some of the stars. There was another guy going to step up. But, like, I always – it must have been crazy for those guys like Rempe, like, you know, Olivier, like Reeves, the anxiety before the fights, the night before, because you know it's coming. You know right now when Reeves goes to Columbus, Olivier's going to be ready for you. And, you know, that's why I think those guys struggle after their career, because the emotion and, like, being able to – I think it wears on you mentally. And – I do a camp in Vegas every year, and I see Ryan Reeves, and he's got such a persona of being like this, like, tough guy. I don't think I've ever seen the guy wear sleeves on his shirt, but I think it's just him getting into that mindset. Like, no, I'm the big dog here. If you want to try me out, let's go. But, like, I play with a bunch of guys, and you can tell it wears on them, you know, because you know it's coming. And, like, even I dealt with a little bit of it, because I knew, like, every time we played New York, Sean Avery was coming. And the night before, like, you don't sleep. You know, you're up to 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning going, all right, what if this happens? What is he even playing if he comes after me? And that's why I hate Tortorella, just because no matter where, I'd be like, oh, dude, I'm on, like, the second line. Avery was on the fourth line last night, like, last game, because you're looking this up. Because, you know, you're looking everything up because you're trying to figure it out. And then pregame skate, it's the same thing. And then pregame, like, meetings, it's like, oh, Avery's on the second line. You're like, oh, my God, here we go. You know, and again, like, everyone be like, oh, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. It's like, oh, yeah, you want to get hit in the face in front of 20,000 people. It is. I was more worried about that than scoring goals and playing well.
Jay Caulfield talked about that with Ron and I, just about some very dark days and nights before in hotel rooms, knowing that it was his job to basically, you know,
oh yeah,
fight another man toe to toe. Like people get, you know, they spend months getting emotionally ready for a boxing match. This was a regular thing. I hear what you're saying, because Jay's told us that was his job. And he said it was not easy. He would sometimes just sit there and think about it, and it could be torturous.
Especially in Jay's era. Like, you weren't fighting guys that, you know, they had guys literally just for fighting the other tough guy.
Yeah.
You know, and what, 82 games in a year, like, talk about an emotional stress, an emotional, like, yeah. Oh, my God. Like, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to those guys. And that's why you go into an NHL dressing room. You know, obviously the captain's respected the most, but then it was, you know, the tough guy the next, just because of what he did for the team and just understanding that role.
Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy joining us, as he will every Thursday from 10 to 11. Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Tyler Kennedy, brought to you by SaveYourSettlement.com, injury settlement planning attorneys. And Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. Man, that was a nice little reprieve last night. It looked like the Penguins were going to lose yet again, as they've sunk to the bottom of the NHL here. But I think the best part of the Penguins these days is at least we get to live, you know, the Sidney Crosby nostalgia tour. And he's still really, really good. And that was a great goal, Tyler, to finish that game. That was a little feel-good moment. It was an oasis.
Yeah, whenever Sid scores, you just get so excited because of, you know, how good of a person he is, how he's still getting it done at that age. And, you know, you see the play unfold. And it's when you play 3-on-3 in overtime, it's all about catching the other team tired and making the right line changes, right? And getting guys almost like slingshotting guys. And when you see Raquel come off, and Sid comes out there with a little bit of more juice than everyone else because they've been out there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you watch a guy go 10-2 and open up and hang on to the puck and go to their backhand, like, Sid is the best in the world, best ever to do that. And you see him going to the net like that, you kind of know what's going in. But, again, those kind of wins, you know, you hope the team can rally and run with, because they need, they, you want to talk about a team that needs to get some points. It's the Pittsburgh Penguins, especially before this break.
Yeah, no question about that. That goal actually reminded me of the one, if you recall, a couple years ago in Edmonton in overtime.
Yes. It,
that one was more dramatic because
that
he was skating
incredible.
Circles and then yes. he went through three guys and went to the backhand, but that was a similar kind of goal for him. All right, you're talking about they go 3-4 on that seven-game trip. So they come home for a couple, and then they got a break. Is the break good or bad for them?
Good. I think it's good. I think whenever you have an older team or a team that's not doing great, I think a break to, like, recharge the batteries, coming back and knowing, hey, these last, you know, 30-plus games, we need to push because we need to make a push to at least get in contention of making playoffs. You know, I just – right now they haven't found a rhythm. You know, they haven't found where they can string three or four wins together, and maybe this break they can find something, you know, and that's, I think a break's always good for teams that are up and down.
But that's a 2-week break. I'm just curious, are you allowed as a hockey team? I don't, you know, normally guys go away.
Yeah.
Can you practice during this time, or is that not permissible? I don't even
yeah,
know.
Yeah, you're not allowed. There's a, like, I think there's, if it's 2 weeks, you're probably 12 days or, you know, 10 days. Where you're not allowed to be at the rink.
You're off to the beach, Bob. Right, Tyler?
I know, but...
We'll be the first. Where would you go, dude, like, tomorrow if the break started today? Or would you be off today to somewhere special?
Oh, I'd... Like, guys are, like, as soon as you leave... It's, like, you're in such a schedule all year. So when you see breaks like that, as soon as that last whistle goes or the buzzer goes and you leave that rink, you got 2 weeks of being free. You know, yeah, where it, all that worry of fighting, scoring, how you're doing, you know, all that pressure is gone for 2 weeks. It helps you out so much. And, like, you know, obviously they make good money. So these guys are going great places. I would think, especially with that big a break, these guys are maybe going to Europe, you know, obviously Atlantis, Cabo, all those, like, cool. Those will be hot spots for the NHL players. And
Bob, have you been to Cabo?
Yes, Cabo San Lucas is beautiful, by
Did
the way.
Did you play golf there?
Yeah, no, I didn't play there. Played in other places, but Cabo was great. And you got to go with that, what is that thing called? The big rock that you go under. It's like the, what is that called? You know what that's called? So it has something to do with getting married. It's like but on the other side is the divorce part of it. So you
like
gotta
mistletoe,
stay away.
But it's a rock?
Yeah. Yeah, I forget the name of it.
You
anyway,
walk through it, right?
Yeah, you go through it. It's a hard thing to swim, I can tell you that. You try, and it's got some current going to it. But I saw a picture of Lamar. And
Lamar
Josh
Woodley?
Allen together in Cabo.
Oh,
yes.
Interesting.
So they're immediately gone. They backed out of the Pro Bowl, which allowed Russell Wilson to get in. And so they were just, I don't know if they're vacationing together or
commiserating over the fact neither one can beat Mahomes.
That's right. Saying, what are we going to do? Where's Tonya Harding when you need her?
I got I remember this is another, like, kind of crazy story. And we had, I think it was the Olympics, and a bunch of guys went to Cabo in Atlantis. And Mike Comrie, remember Mike Comrie played for us? And obviously he's done well. And
he date somebody famous?
Yes. Yeah, Hillary Duff.
Hillary
Duff, yeah.
And he was doing well. His family's pretty well off, you know, and he was playing poker. And we were watching him play, and he was going on like 100,000 up and down, like, runs. It was like, I was playing like 100 bucks a hand, you know. This guy's going 100 grand. Winning, losing, and I was like, you know, when you're just like, oh, this guy's a different level than me, you know. And it was like, just watching it, you know, obviously he had a big crowd around the table, but, like, just being able to absorb those, like, wins and losses, I was like, wow. And that was during an all-star break.
That might spawn another Jager conversation here. We'll stay on that line. But the goal last night by Sid, amazing. And I saw a stat on NHL Network this morning. Ovechkin has the most overtime goals in history at 27. Sid is second now with 23. Can any of you fine gentlemen give me even one of the other two?
What
anybody?
Do you mean, Oshie?
Wrong.
Well, he'd be the good shootout
Wrong.
Guy.
Like just, in the NHL right now or ever?
Ever. The leading overtime scorers in the regular season of all time. It's Ovechkin, Crosby, and who?
What teams?
I can't tell you.
Penguins?
No. No. Anybody. One of the they're both.
Are they both active?
The one guy played his whole career in the East, and the other guy was with the Penguins for a long time, and we know him very well.
Overtime.
Limits?
St. Louis.
Wrong.
I would say either Paul Coffey, maybe, or like Trotz.
Wrong.
No, wait, hold on.
Mario?
No.
I mean, when did overtime come in?
It wasn't, those guys didn't have it like this.
Oh, that's right. What am I talking about?
Well, Mario still had it.
Yeah, but 3-on-3 makes it a little different.
Yes.
We didn't have 3-on-3.
It's the all-time leading overtime scorers, Bob. Do you have a guess?
You're such a tease. You know, you just, and then you demand it.
All right, one
you
guy.
Here, you're sitting here in front of two computers.
Everybody get ready who can say this first. Everybody at the edge of your mics.
Limits. Joey Mullen.
He had a mullet.
Jágr.
Very good.
Why didn't we think of his name right off the bat?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The other guy, you mentioned Sean Avery. This guy is hated as much as Sean Avery through history.
And he played for the Rangers?
No.
Oh.
He played in the East.
What team? Give us a team.
Oh, wait.
Or plays in the East.
Tom Wilson?
Think of guys you hate. Who'd you hate the most? Who did Brooks Orpik hate the most?
I don't know, like all of Philadelphia? I don't know.
Drew?
You know, like...
Marchand.
Marchand. Oh, Marchand, okay.
Don't you hate him, Tyler?
Did he ever bite you?
No, what? He kind of, like... When
did
I
he bite Letang's ear? Is that what he did, or was that my mixing?
I think he kissed
my...
it. He kissed somebody's ear, didn't he?
He licked it. He used to lick it. People.
He licked the guy's nose, but...
Nose?
Who was the guy? He licked his nose or something.
He bit Letang.
I think
didn't
he licked,
and he licked another guy. It was weird.
But you want to talk about guys that are underrated?
Marchand.
Oh, I think he's such a great player. I think he's got jam.
He is. Yeah, for sure.
You want to talk about a guy that brings it every night, even though, especially with his size, I think he's a great player. And the one thing with guys like that, they keep you on your edge because you don't know if he's going to lick your nose or fight you. You know, like
slew foot you.
Yeah, or slew foot you.
He can do.
You know, but sometimes that backs a lot of guys off when you get a suspension. You know, you know you can't take in liberties on the guy because you don't know what he's going to do. But I love the way he plays. I hate playing against him, but I love what he brings to a game.
Do you like overtime and do you like the shootout? I still love the shootout,
I don't.
I'm not afraid to admit it.
I'm tired of it.
It hardly ever happens anymore, Bob.
Which is good.
Yeah. Do you like it, Tyler?
I'm getting kind of just tired of the 3-on-3. It's getting it used to be fun because there was no strategy. Now there's so much strategy.
I agree.
Like everyone's looping around. Everyone's trying to get someone tired. They're literally just doing circles. And then they kind of attack once they come back.
Yes, there's nothing in sports that coaches can't kill, right?
Yeah.
They kill the fun starting when kids are 7 and they kill it till you're 40 in the NHL. Yeah, let's kill 3-on-3 by having all kinds of strategies where you rag the puck.
Where you end up having some guy who's never tried
shootout,
one comes in.
The shootout.
Easy, Bob. I was that guy. I was that guy. All right, Kenny,
what's your career record? What's your career record?
I have his career record right here on shootouts.
What is, you know what? I was good. I was not good.
30%.
No, less. 25. 20.
It says here on Hockey Reference you were 0 for 4. Did you score one?
Probably not. You're lying.
I'm not. I'm looking right
lie,
at it.
Lie.
You're
lie.
Over, you
should lie.
All right. No, you're actually 50%. 10 for 10. Yes.
Well, I wasn't meaning you, but
he's right about overtimes, Bob. And the shootout is part of the soul of hockey. I guarantee you, Tyler Kennedy, growing up in Canada, when you're playing pond hockey, if enough guys didn't show up or to decide a game, it would be like the old show, showdown in the NHL. Man against man, skater against goalie. It really is part of hockey, right, Tyler?
Let me ask you this then. If you're going to keep it, why don't we adopt the rule that they used in international and Olympic play? Remember when TJ Oshie scored repeatedly over and over?
Yeah, yeah.
You designate one guy and that's it. And you keep going.
Ask Tyler.
And he became known as TJ Soshi because the Olympics were in Sochi because he won that thing and he created this whole image of I'd rather see that. You tell me Crosby against this guy five times or whatever.
Well, when's the last time you've seen like a shootout goal that made the highlights? So you're like, wow, that was a great goal. Like when you think of, you know, Datsyuk, Oshie, those guys are out of the, you know, those guys, when they went to a shootout, it was like, wow, they like deked the goalie out of his pants.
Yeah.
And it was on every highlight reel. Now, you know, again, when's the Penguins have been in a couple and,
I mean, I'm saying. That's part of why I don't want it anymore because it's the same kind of stuff. You're going short side, you're going far side. There's not much.
The whole building standing. I like it. I think
overtime is better that way. I don't care that they're
overtime
strategizing.
Overtime sucks,
it.
Bob.
No, it doesn't. It's heart pounding.
On one. Huh? 1-on-1. Get your best player versus our best player.
Yes.
Every minute
you're allowed
switch.
To make a change.
Yeah, you get one switch.
Who would you want to go against if you were still playing? Like in your day, who would Tyler Kennedy be 1-on-1 with and have a success rate in your mind?
Who's the worst player in the league? That's who I'd want to go 1-on-1 against, you know.
But you did when you were a kid. I mean, that was the street hockey in Buffalo.
Oh yeah.
It was 1-on-1 a lot.
Right? Every kid grew up shooting on their dad and that's what made, you know, the love of scoring goals.
Yes.
Right? When I grew up, my dad would go in net. I can shoot on this guy. You know, I can shoot on my dad all day long because it was so fun. And it was just like that excitement of scoring, you know. And
people think it's this like freakish abomination of the game. It's actually going back to the very soul of the game, Bob. Skater and goalie. Did you shoot pucks into a dryer in your basement like Sid did? Or did you have a little blanket where you could shoot corners, peel it off for the corners, things like that? What'd you do in your house?
I had a garage, you know, I had a garage. My dad set up a net and, you know, I do a lot of class with a lot of young kids and, you know, from shooting the dryer to shooting a net, like, I feel like this next generation has to learn how hard it is to be good at something, you know, and like when you see guys shooting, when, you know, they don't see how hard it is to have a great shot, to be able to come down and rip one past a goalie, like, and right now, even my own kid, you know, I go, hey, you want to go stick handle in the garage? I got 5 minutes at him, and then he is, like, gone. He'll pick up anything else.
Why is that? When my daughter played basketball, I built a thing in the garage for her to practice ball handling. She did it once.
I don't even ask my kid, TK, to go in the garage stick just because, like, it's not worth the time because he does it. And
I know what. All you have to do is bring that Michael Jackson music into the garage. He'll come up with all sorts of.
That's my young one. That's Ozzy. Oh, okay. Ozzy's a dancer. He's a little.
I saw a video. That's why I bring that up.
Oh, really?
Joe.
Yeah, my little guy. I don't know
he's
why.
He's got good moves.
Likes Michael Jackson.
I love that.
He's, you know, when I used to, you know, go out, I could never dance. I, you know, my feet were like cemented to the ground. You know, I was all hips, no feet movement. You know.
Have you seen Bob dance on TikTok?
Oh, Bob can dance. You've seen it.
Yeah,
yeah, he can dance.
Everybody
I have no fear there.
I love it.
I just go out.
See,
and
I'm the opposite. I got to have a lot of drinks to get on that dance floor. But no one works harder on the dance floor than me. Not good, but no one works harder, you know?
That's funny.
Bob, you got fooled by AI.
What do you mean?
The Cabo pictures of Allen and Lamar were fake.
Oh, geez.
And somebody just tweeted.
Did I really?
Yes. Somebody tweeted it at us. I'm looking at the pictures right now.
Oh, my God. I hate AI. I can't stand it. I mean, what are you supposed to believe anymore?
I like Allen
Iverson.
They looked like they were both
on a vacation. They were...
You can't believe anything anymore. You speak of this generation, but they don't know what's real and what's not.
Hey, let me ask you something. Have you seen videos where you can take somebody like, for example, my daughter showed me this. My late father never met Faith, one of my granddaughters, yet they can make it look like they're real and hugging.
Yeah.
And it looks real.
They can do anything.
I'm
except
sorry.
Apparently measure a first down in the NFL.
Isn't that a crime?
Never mind.
What, Tyler?
Isn't that a crime?
Yeah, wasn't that a crime?
Yeah, that's insane. But like, just like, you know, my kids are in school. I'm like, you know, everything's going to be like, hey, just ask AI how to do this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but that's a cheat way out, though. You talk about trying to learn better and be better. You're just going to have that happen. What's the point?
Well, if you're good at it, that's how you get ahead of everyone.
Okay, but what do you learn from it?
Nothing, but like, I just think everything's changing, you know? And when you don't learn much.
He's not advocating it, Bob. He's just pointing it out.
No, I just, like, if you're good at it and, like, you know how to do it, it's, one, it's going to take you time to be good at it and know what's works. But, like, you know, when you look at school, like, 75% of the school you learn, you don't really use, you know.
They don't even teach writing anymore.
Well,
kids are growing up now. They don't know how to, like, a pen is, like, handing them some sort of, like, surgical instrument that they have to perform with. What's a pen? Is that good or bad? I don't know, Tyler.
I don't know. You got to see my kid on Nintendo Switch so he can buzz around on that thing, though.
Do you play video games?
Yeah. You know what? I never did growing up. I never was into it. And then Brandy was like, hey, we're going to buy the kids a Nintendo Switch to get off their iPads. Because their iPads, they're watching these videos on YouTube of these, like, it's crazy. Just the crazy stuff that comes on YouTube. And Brandy's like... We should just get them at least something where they're actually moving and thinking a little bit instead of watching these people like act like kids,
right.
You know, these adults act like kids. So we got them for Christmas this year, and I love playing against, like, you know, we all got controllers Friday night, you know.
You play NHL?
No, I don't play NHL. We play...
Would you? Would you get in an 82-game league with me and Donnie Football and Ten City Limits?
No. I like the racing games. I like... there's a sports game where you can play like tennis, soccer, and all that. And I love my little guy, Latike. He loves doing it. So I love playing tennis against him. And then Mario Kart's Mario Kart. You
know, is he TK Jr.?
He's like the original. I'm Tyler. He's the little junior, you know. but he loves that stuff. And it is fun as a family because, you know, sometimes on Friday night, you don't know what to do and you're just kind of sitting around instead of watching a movie. At least you get emotional involved and it's a time where, like, it doesn't matter if you're the parent or the kid, like, you give it to each other, you know, and there's a lot of pride in there, you know.
And that creates better bonding anyway.
Oh,
you're
going
back and forth with one and laughing, all that stuff.
I'm teetering, Bob. I've been telling Limits and others I'm considering getting a giant video game console. Because of the way the world is right now and just numbing myself forever, just playing video games, 82 game seasons.
You're going to play golf?
College football.
It
golf.
Takes the pleasure out of playing golf. You don't want to do it on that thing. You want to go out and enjoy
it. I don't want to do it. I might need to do it.
No, you got to go. There's nothing better than walking a course or, you know, just being out there with the boys.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
well,
I don't
golf,
do
I would
much.
Never give up real golf. That might be the one real thing I do. When are we going to play golf, Tyler? Bob can get us in anywhere we want.
Anywhere. I don't know. I have I think this summer I want to play. I want to go back up to Nemacolin, and I think that's a great course.
They
I love
two of them up there now.
Yeah, So when I think of a great course, I want to have a great meal after.
Yeah,
I want to have a hot tub after. You know, there's some things that I want to do during and before golf. You know, and I think it's beautiful up there. I think Oakmont obviously is always one.
Yeah,
you know, those two I want to at least hit this year and. I still
Bob,
love Neville.
Can you get him into Oakmont too? Or
well,
instead
we have
of me
that
even?
Invitation, don't we?
Well, maybe what better than a Stanley Cup champion
with
joining us?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Here's a matter of etiquette, Tyler. Have you heard of Dan Zangrilli?
No.
He works here. He's a baseball guy.
Yeah.
That's him. He invited me to Diamond Run, I believe it was, Bob.
Yeah.
One of our favorite places. And after the round, we were going to go eat, okay? So he said, he belongs there.
Yeah.
So he said, he can grab a towel, go get a shower before you eat. And I said, I'm not taking a shower. I'm just going to go eat.
Wow.
And he texted me and said, "Dirty Bird for dinner?" with a question mark, which got me to thinking, I had already played golf for 3.5 years at that point, which was this past summer.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, "I've been out to eat with Bob at that very club, out to eat many times after a round."
Yeah.
You don't have to shower before you eat after a round, or do you?
Well, it depends the quality of the shower. You know, I
well, Nemecolon showers, it's like going into Starship Enterprise. They hit you from all angles. It's
see, like a, that,
I love those showers up there.
I like to be pampered a little bit after, you know.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, I think Laurel's a great course, but when you go in their shower, you're like, this is, you know.
Do you think Zangrilli was out of order for that text, "Dirty Bird for dinner"? I do.
A little bit. Little
Bob,
bit.
You agree?
Yeah, I wouldn't, like, I've played a lot of golf. Like, if I have an event or something that I have to MC, I'll take a shower just because I have a different role there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But for just guys getting done, we go right on the porch or wherever, have a beer and something to eat, and then we talk about the round.
Right.
And that's it.
That's exactly it. Tyler Kennedy with us until 11 o'clock. Let's talk a little more about the Penguins and the pending trade deadline. And Bob, surprisingly to me, has strong, almost angry feelings about the Four Nations tournament. Did you sense that,
Tyler? Yeah, he's coming in hot today.
He came at you hard with that before the show.
Well,
about
I think
the Four
Tyler
Nations.
Agrees with me.